Hello.
Hi, good morning. May I speak to Mr. Copeland?
Yes, this is him.
Hi, good morning. This is Nina Knight from Family First, returning your call from the message you left last night.
Oh, yeah. How you doing? How you
I'm
doing?
fine. How about yourself?
Oh, I'd be a liar if I told you I'm all right.
Oh. Okay,
Yeah.
so you need assistance. You're requesting two aides.
Yes.
Or particular male, female?
Both of them actually is female family members.
Okay, family
One of them is
members.
my daughter that was already on
Which?
board with me, with y'all. Her name is Jasmine Copeland.
What's her name?
YAZMI.
That's the one you asked for us to remove.
That's the one that you actually get. Yeah, 'cause she's going through court now about her rent, and she cannot come back here. She can't come back here.
Right. So you don't want her to add her back on your case, do you?
Well,
Oh,
I don't
okay.
want to, but
I'm just asking because what you reported to us, it went in her file. So
okay.
we can't, because of the accusations that you called in about under the influence and stuff like that. I highly don't recommend this because the service coordinator can look into this matter too as well. So this can create an issue when you report stuff we have to report it to as well.
Wow. I mean, I know the children today is just horrible, but
See, our the problem is when you call in and report something, our calls is recorded. So, in case if anything happens to you, we are a liability. We have to protect us as well. So, what you called in about, I highly recommend we can't put her on your case again because of what you reported. So, who's the other person?
The other person, her name is Denise.
Denise.
Yeah, give me one second, I can be able to tell you. Give me one second. Where's her name? Her name is, wow. I just got her name as Denise, but I
Do you
can
have her
give
phone number?
you. Yes.
Okay, just give me a phone number.
Okay. A 678 area code, 988-6273.
Do you know what hours will she be available to work with you?
I had definitely asked her about my starting 7 to 7 maybe, but she says she can do it. But we'll see. That has to be, that's remain to be seen.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, but
So,
she's very good. She's my my actually my brother's wife, actually.
okay. So what I'll do is I'll have HR reach out to her to send over the application process. In the meantime, I'm going to look for a temporary caregiver to try to get you some hours staffed just until Denise is fully compliant to start. Confirm with me, your address is still 3901 Coshocton Avenue, apartment C21.
Correct.
Okay. And then I'm also going to reach out to Ms. Yasmin to inform her that we can't allow her to be put back on your case due to what was reported to us.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't do nothing with that. I mean, it is what it is, you know. But I don't want to see her in the street. But hey, it is what it is.
Sometimes you got to think, these kids, they made their bed, they have to lie in it, for sure.
Yes, yes.
So they got to take accountability, you know, of their actions, and their action comes with consequences. So.
Yes, yes, yes.
So you can only do the best that you can do until the tables
right.
turn, and, you know, that's what happens.
Right, right, correct. And I fully understood that when, you know, it was all going down.
Mm-hmm.
And kept telling her, you know, certain things, you know, to get herself together.
Right.
And she said, "Dad, I'm together. I won't, you know, I won't blah blah blah." And I'm like, "Y'all young people lie like mm-hmm. like brushing your teeth."
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not. I really wasn't on board with her, but. When she said that, that hurt me. When she, you know, what she was going through, what she was going through. I'm just giving you a little,
right.
little backup that has happened since the last time I spoke with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, just to let you know that part, I would me personally, I would give her another chance to test her to see what, you know, what she's learned, what she hasn't. But again, I can understand, you know, your company's, you know, responsibility.
Yeah, because, I mean, what you reported, you know, if that ever happens again and something happens, then, you know, we would be at fault.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, we would be at fault.
I don't think she... Well, I can't sit here and say I don't think she'll do it. I mean, you can't... These kids are unexpectable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but she called me crying, told me, you know, she ain't got nowhere to go, and she got to come here, and I'm like, no, hell no, you can't come here.
Yeah.
You know, you can't live with me. No, I'm not taking care of no grown kids.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, she called me damn near every day until up till last night.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that she gotta go to court and all this other stuff. But anyhow, it is what it is. If it, you know, if it can't go, it can't go. I mean...
Yeah.
You know, so, but, yeah, her name is Denise, and she's, I forget her last name, but that's her number.
We'll get it from when HR calls her.
Okay. All right. Okay.
In the meantime, I will be in contact with you once I get a caregiver that can be assigned to you temporarily until Miss Denise is fully compliant.
Okay, not a problem. Even if I find someone.
If you find someone, yeah, just shoot us their name and number, and then we can go from there.
Okay, I think I got someone in mind, but I might be calling you back in, you know, a couple of hours.
That's fine. Yep, and perfect for me.
All righty now. Thank you very much for returning my call.
You're very welcome. You take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.